Some Caroline Polachek, the song Starburned and Unkissed, and it's actually from a film soundtrack, a new film that just came out. I've heard a bit about it, but haven't really seen too much about it. I heard that people are loving it. It goes by the name I Saw the TV Glow. It's an A24 movie, so I'm assuming they all kind of feel the same, and I might be getting a ton of backlash for saying that, but lately I feel like they've been slipping, and they all kind of like feel the same to be watching, especially when they do their horror movies, but maybe this one's different. I have been meaning to see it, but the soundtrack is like amazing. Like, it's so good. I think it was curated by Alex G, and just top to bottom, like, fantastic. That track there, of course, was on it. I feel there's some tracks by like Snail Mail and I think Soccer Mommy, but like, I'll have to check that later. Gonna be switching it up, gonna be playing some kind of like rave music, some music I've played on here before. Not specifically these two songs, but this artist, they go by the name Dee Blavatsky. Just got the chance to see them when I was in Sled Island as well. I know lots of Sled Island acts, just loved, just I guess like had a great weekend. That's like the best way to put it. So really inspired. Their set was, oh my God, fantastic. It was at the Legion in Calgary. Definitely gonna do a little write-up about it. You'll probably be maybe reading it soon enough. It was the venue was crazy. It was so hot. I think every single it was so hot that my camera was fogging up. I was really worried it was like gonna get water damaged inside, but D was fantastic, both like the bass, the synths, and also like their stage presence. Like, they kept coming into the crowd to mosh with us. All in all, terrific experience. I got a little recording of it. Very, very bass heavy, but maybe I can make it work. But I'm gonna be playing two songs. First one, Want It All, off their 2023 album Your Choice, and then a new remix that they did, just came out a few months ago, for a Colombian artist called Rico, and it's La Tatona, Dee Blavatsky mix. But first, here's Want It All.
Here's to your destiny, 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 here's to your destiny. Calling to the top, don't know what to believe.
1 to 2 p.m. Tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Definitely check that out. You'll hear a ton more music, probably honestly a lot of the music I play as well, because I find it all on our playlist. So gonna be playing some older music here. It's a I guess it's kind of like old and new at the same time. The track is called Mercy by an artist, Alan Vega, who was part of the duo Suicide. Super influential duo on me personally. Their album Suicide is one of my favorites, just in like its starkness, but how it still keeps its aggression despite how like little is going on. I guess it's just the repetitiveness of it. I'm not gonna lie, I saw a really great YouTube essay on how they use the drum rather than like as being like, or like the drum machine as a drum. It's more of like an object that is like rhizomic in nature, so it doesn't, it has all the aspects of being a drum, but at the same time they're using it in a way that is completely new, and I couldn't help but agree wholeheartedly. But anyway, this track I'm going to play, Mercy, is off an unreleased album from the 90s called Insurrection. Alan Vega unfortunately passed away in 2016. I believe Martin Rev is still alive, but I'm going to check that in between, but I hope he's still alive. But yeah, this EP got released this year. The album came out right after, recorded right after he recorded Mutator, which I believe is one of his first solo albums, but now it's just getting released, and my gosh, it sounds fantastic. This song right here was the lead single. I guess, like, it's weird, like, how you can have a single, like, even after you've passed, but I guess, you know, like, I guess you can take a look at something like what's going on with Sophie right now, where rest in peace, Sophie, but now her label, so PC Music, and her brother have come together to like master some of her other tracks, and I believe there's an album coming out in September, so I'm really excited. Normally I'm not too sure how to feel about like labels going back through and taking dead people's music, but at the same time it's more music, and then in this case it's her brother doing it, so like I'm not really an expert in this field, but new music's new music and I love it. But anyway, this one here, Mercy by Alan Vega.
The innocence.
From Mount Kimby's new album, that single there, Boxing, featuring King Krule. Wasn't the biggest fan of the full album, but I mean, I love King Krule, so both of the songs that have him, I keep coming back to. That's Boxing and Empty and Silent. Definitely go check it out. It's called The Sunset Violent. If you have liked them in the past, or if you like that song, please check out Empty and Silent. And also Dumb Guitar. Great tracks. Dumb Guitar was the lead single there. Gonna be just trying something new here. I do actually have some of the recordings that I took, especially this one, or at least from Sled Island, and one that I took was especially empowering for me, because it's an artist that I've loved and is very influential on me, Malcolm Mooney, formerly of Can, now doing his own solo stuff, Malcolm Mooney and the 11th Planet, and my gosh, they played in the Central United Church in Calgary, and mixed with the acoustics and the fact that they're like a nine-piece band, so two saxophonists, Malcolm himself singing, guitarist, a bassist who was using like a weird bass. It was like kind of like had like, I don't even know what kind of bass it was like hollow, but like no body. It was I'm not too big with like guitars and basses in terms of my knowledge, even though I am a bit of a gearhead. And then three percussionists, and this song especially made me realize just how important Yaki Liebesite was to Can. Like, I know there's overdubbing in the original, but like it takes three percussionists to match one Yaki, and then a keyboardist who had an organ, piano, and some synths around him. Just all in all, super fantastic. If you ever get the chance to see him, I believe he lives on the West Coast, snap it up. Take it. It's 100% worth it. He did a cover of She Brings the Rain, which I also recorded, one of my favorite Can songs. I love it, but First of all, stay tuned. Next up, Typically Tuesday's got a special episode for you today, and then an announcement for an even more special episode next week. Definitely stay tuned. I'm going to stay tuned. I want to see what this little announcement is about. But onto the final track here. It is a version of the Can song Mother Sky, but done instead of Mother Sky, it's Brother Sky. And it was really beautiful because Malcolm dedicated it to Damo Suzuki. Rest in peace, Damo. He died earlier this year. Lead singer of Can after Malcolm. Fantastic vocalist, really kind of avant-garde, but also always knew how to sit right in the pocket. Not going to lie, half the time, I don't know what Damo sang. Fun anecdote, the song Drunk and Hot Girls off Kanye West's Graduation samples Damo, I believe. I'm not too sure which song exactly. I think it might be Spoon off Eggy Bemyasi, but might be wrong there. Maybe I'm so green, but I don't know. I think it's off Eggy Bemyasi, but the line is Damo saying drinking hot bowls. But Kanye heard Drunk and Hot Girls, and hence we got the song Drunk and Hot Girls featuring Mos Def. But this one here, yeah, I think I have just enough time to play a bit of it. It is a version of Mother Sky called Brother Sky. I think I got enough of the intro here so you can hear him say a little message to Damo, but we'll see. Definitely tune in next week. Might have some interviews for you. Thinking about releasing them pretty soon. And then also more live content because I'm going to go through and master it all. But you know, have a great day. I hope you enjoyed listening and see you next month.
This is house.